is now.
Capital 263.
What's happening, good people? It's your boy Elliot Twist, and you're listening to My Two Cents. My co-host with the most could not be here today because, well, she's got some business to take care of. But we've got a special, special guest in the house. You've probably seen him in some music videos. You've probably seen him pop locking. He's got some songs on the charts, at least one song that I know of, right? Now, drum roll, please. I give you Mr. John Cole.
Yo, what up, everybody? What's up?
Yeah, man, what's good?
Standard.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the life? You're loving your life right now?
I'm loving my life, you know what I mean? Dancing, getting paid to dance, dancing, making people happy, dancing, just, you know, creating a legacy. So yeah, nothing to complain about. God kissed. God blessed.
Yeah. So what's been happening on your timeline? I'm just curious. Are there any stories that have caught your eye lately that have just made you gasp for air?
Man, I came across something though. I read the paper today. Some actress smashed her lover's car. That was on like the H Metro thing.
Local actress?
Yeah. You know, international people ain't crazy like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's this?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know her.
Yeah.
When I came across the headline, I was like, ah, God, what did we do this time? And then I realized, like, okay.
Who was cheating? Someone was cheating. There's always someone.
You know the
cheating.
Funny bit? This is the headline. Actress smashes married lover's car.
Hey.
I was like, girl, why you put yourself in the crosshairs like that?
Married lover.
I know, right?
It's not yours.
It's not yours, though. It's like, No, but like my timeline is interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I came across Cash Bin's timeline.
Yeah, post?
Yeah, we had words about that. But obviously, Brian's Brian. He's crazy, you know?
What he said something about you?
No.
What did
he
say?
He was like supporting, I don't know what he was doing though. But basically, you know what? Like, I feel like we had words. I was like, "But Brian, but why would you do that?" And he's like, "Oh, I did. I was like, "Really, bro?" But anyway, we're not gonna get into that because it's a bit crazy to mention brands and stuff. They ain't paying us for that.
Okay.
Pay us, we don't talk
about it. You should have given me a backstory so that maybe I would have been a bit more prepared. So tell me, man, you were at Shoko Festival recently.
Yes.
Were on a panel, I believe.
I was on a panel.
Yes. How was that? How did that go? What was that like?
It was, you know what? Like, I find it too.
What was the panel, first of all?
It was sustainable business.
Sustainable
model.
Business.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on the sustainable business model. I was talking about how fancy it is that we as dancers and producers make money.
You were talking about how you can make money, yeah?
Yeah, you know what I mean? I was just like out there like, so my name is John Cole, eh? Go make $1 million.
And how was that?
For me, it was very fine, you know what I mean? Like I had to express certain things, you know. One of the things I was talking about was professionalism, which, you know, the Zim hip hop industry needs work on that. You know what I mean? If you have any queries, you know where to find me. Anyway,
go ahead.
Like, for me, I love that, you know, Shoko and the ZHH Summit, they're willing, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
they're putting in resources.
Exactly, right?
And then
we get there, we take our time out, these people organize something. Because you know the funniest bit about that whole thing?
Yeah.
I managed to link up with a couple of people.
Yeah.
But I don't think the actual hip hoppers, rappers, MCs linked up with those same people. I don't know where we were.
The networking.
I know.
You're doubting their networking ability?
Yeah.
Why?
I remember, like, they were just amongst themselves. You know what I mean?
Oh, they were huddled up.
Yeah, this is like, Tisumazim, hip hop.
Oh, so they were waiting for someone to walk up to them and.
I know. And I was like, no, it's not done that way. Walk up to the person. Who are you? What do you do? You know what I mean? Compensate, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? Like, we spoke a lot about the originality, the uniqueness of some hip hop. And I feel like I've said this and I'll say it countless times. And I'm glad that my dancers have adopted this policy.
Yeah.
Professionalism is key.
Yeah.
Be on time. Make sure you're presentable. You know what I mean? And all that other business. But people tend to just lose that. You know what I mean? So ZHH, we need a lot of work, people. And then someone today, actually,
yeah,
they posted a picture of me at the ZHH.
Yeah.
And then some random person just pitched up on that same timeline. It's like, what does John Cole have to do with hip hop? And I'm like, if you knew, my brother. But then I had to like school the person. I was like, here you go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they look at me, they're like, John Cole, I can go see a party, nasi. But not knowing that I started off as a hip hop dancer.
Yeah.
And I then had to transcend, evolve, to revolutionize and to John colonize what I am today. Because realistically speaking, I had to, because hip hop dancers are not like, let's be real, like no one hires hip hop dancers for any event.
Yeah.
In the whole time I've done, you know, a lot of, or I've been dancing, I can tell you between the 7 years professionally, I think I've been hired not more than 10 times to perform a hip hop piece.
Oh, that's a problem, right?
That is a problem. You know what I mean?
It's a big problem.
It's a big problem.
And it's kind of funny that someone mentioned that you've got nothing to do with hip hop when, see, hip hop consists of several elements. It's got dance, it's got MCing, it's got DJing, it's got beatboxing, it's got graffiti. It's got so many elements. So it would make sense to have a dancer on the panel.
Yeah, but I think that was more like a balance. It was good to have a balance, because when I arrived, you know, for me, you know, sometimes it's like a shock to me that how many people know me. A lot of people just think that it didn't go bad. Nah, like I'm just genuinely shocked. Like, Adim Darako, Dave. You know what I mean? And then like, oh no, that's that rapper, Chi. And one of the things I enjoyed was after my, you know, the panel and everything, people walked up to me like, oh dude, like I want to do music like this, what do you think I should do? And I, you know, I was giving people tips on how to go. But yeah, you know what I mean? So it just goes to show that, you know, we've worked to a point where people feel comfortable asking us or saying, give me advice on this and that.
That's great. That's great. Now you've been doing a lot of interviews, fam. Like,
dude,
I think every week I see you on a post. Don't you get tired of talking?
Nah, do you know what? I feel like, It's like saying, don't you get tired of making money? You know what I mean? Like, you've got to make money. You've got to be relevant in what you do.
Yeah.
When people stop asking you for interviews, in front of Wichka. You're like out here like, what's going on? But I feel like interviews are good.
Yeah.
They're good. You know, they prepare us. Like, especially when you go to, you know, other countries. You know what I mean? You just like, you got to be prepared.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know what I mean? Not going to mention names. A lot of people have been caught off guard on radio. Like, Saka, say my IG thing about XYZ. And then you're like,
And then
you don't know
how to, the DJ is probably like, I got to put, I say, I got to put truck up, break them down.
You have to be, you have to have that business acumen at all times on you. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, like what you're saying, like, they ask me, John, you're always in interviews. For me, I feel like my voice needs to be heard by the people. My voice needs to transcend to other people. My voice has to inspire. You know what I mean? My voice doesn't have to expire. That's the whole point of this thing. So if I can make a difference, you know, like recently working with a company, mention names, unfortunately. Like I said, they ain't paying us for it. So I was working with this company and we've been going through schools.
Yeah.
Do you know, capturing 2,000 souls, just listening to your story, your backstory, and them just like, wow. And next thing, they just come in here, you know what, like I watch you on TV, I hear your voice on radio, I hear your song on radio, but seeing you live is like a whole different ball game. That's inspiration for people. So people, don't think that your voice doesn't make a difference. Your voice actually makes a difference. Even if people don't see you, they don't feel you, your voice being on radio stations and being on podcasts and being on anything is what makes a difference in someone else's life. So you know what I mean? I love being on radio. It's a good platform.
I think it's I think it's good too.
It's definitely good.
Give me a quick rundown of your backstory. Just a quick one.
Okay.
We don't have to know everything, but
okay.
What's the come up been like for you?
Dude, it has been tough, man. Like for instance, a lot of people would never believe this. I actually grew up in a very rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of drugs, you know, coitus, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But through all that, I just wanted to excel, to be someone better. And before actually suffering all those things, I had to go through a very, very how do I put it? For me, when I think about it today, is one of those things that I thought was a weakness, but it was actually a strength.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know, between the ages of 13 and about 15, or 12 to about 15, you know what I mean? We grew up with no money. A lot of people just be like, look at you like, ah, salad. No. we grew up with no money. And my grandma, like I've always said, you know, she was partially blind and, you know, grinding. Just even to have, we used to have like one plate of food a day.
You'd like really? Not
eat. Yeah, we'd like go to school and then just like have one slice of bread, right? Or not have any, just go to school on porridge and then come home and maybe my grandma would have hustled, you know. She used to feed us Santa and Tunga a lot. You know, yeah, what I mean? Sometimes it would be boiled, sometimes it would be fried, but it would, you know, there wasn't anything to, you know, go about it. And I remember I'd walk across from Sunningdale to Mbare because they used to sell those small packets of mealy meal, small packets, you know.
Yeah. Continue.
Yeah, the small packets of hufu, mealy meal.
Yeah, continue.
Small packets of mealy meal for just to survive for that day. But it was always like, we always used to find like the next meal. But it was usually one meal a day. If we're lucky, we'd have bread and, you know, stuff like that.
Wow.
And during that period, me and my friend Andre Williams, we would go to, his dad had like a vending situation. So he would take us to, you know, Highfields and would sell majanje.
Yeah.
In Highfields. We'd go to Budiriro and sell majanje. And he'd just give us like a bit of money. You know what I mean? And me and Andre would go, you know, do some gardening work. So basically I was a garden boy and would wash some people's clothes. So basically I was a garden boy vendor and a maid at the same time, would clean houses for money. So yeah, you know, it was tough coming up. You know what I mean? But like I guess, like I've always said, you know, your greatest weakness can be your greatest strength at the end of the day, because in the day, here I stand today having this conversation with you.
So how did dance come up?
Dance was in 2004. I just finished school. My friend walked up to me and he's like, yo, there's a thing called You Got Served. And I'm dancing now with the crew called Legal Dogs, which was part of Ellen Mangena's crew.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, really? And then I watched You Got Served. And I was like, oh, I can bust some moves from there. My friends kind of laughed at me. And and Andre was one of them, but he's cool. But you know what I mean?
Oh, so they didn't believe your juice then?
They didn't believe my juice. Then I got my juice back. And then later on, you know what I mean? I just like proved them wrong. And today, you know, I have the utmost respect when they see me. Just like, you know what, I love what you've done with yourself. And you know what I mean, the greatest part of it all is the neighborhood. You know what I mean? I, for some odd reason, the druggies in my neighborhood were advocating for me to be somewhere. You know what I mean?
They were supporting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I remember one of the instances, like, this guy was just like, hi. And he's like, you know what, kid, like, I want to get you a gig, bruh. And I swear, he got me a gig. He got me like an event to perform at.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So it just goes to show that if they see someone who has the potential, the light, they push that, even despite the fact that they're not going to make it because it's already too late. But it's never late. But you know, people, the mentality of people. Yeah. So, you know what I mean?
You're really your own enemy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I've really been grateful to everyone from Sunningdale that has actually supported. But before actually down.
So shout out to Sunningdale, right?
Sunningdale.
What?
Oh. And the Spartans.
Oh, Spartans.
Yeah, they're called the Spartans. Yeah, right. So yeah, that I've come from there. But before that, I was a cricket player. And they still supported my cricket career. You know what I mean? They would, every day, grown men would help me bat. They'll put me on the wicket, and they'll be bowling every day for me. They'll come, what time are you coming from school? I'd have a bat and they'll just be helping me out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's deep. It has really shown that people had this thing. Say, listen, he's going to go far.
That's really deep.
Don't want to disappoint them. So here I am.
So, Skoro Skoro.
Yes.
Can we expect a video?
Yes. I can be sure to say by Wednesday, Thursday, next week, y'all will have it.
Do you have a number for that date? What date? What's the date?
What's the Wednesday?
All right, I'll look it up.
You know, like, it'll be out on Wednesday.
What's the holdup?
Just delays in making the right thing. You know, directors have their perfection.
All right.
No, this has to look right. It has to come out this way. It has to come out that way. I'm just like,
No, the
people that want to need it.
So yeah, this is supposed to be like the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So it has taken long to make perfection. You know, obviously, excuse me, it plays a big role in giving the people the product. But you know, when we get it out, it's got, because we're looking, not just looking at the local market, looking at regional.
Who's directing it?
Blacks, Vusa Blacks.
That's dope. And how's it doing on the charts right now?
It's between top 10 and top 5 every week.
Wow.
Yeah, like I don't know, like it's just crazy. But here's the thing, like we ask people to vote, but for some odd reason, for the past 4 weeks, I've never asked anyone to vote. It's just
it's
just there. And then I swear today alone, people have just been random numbers like, can we please have Skoro?
I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, but the creepiest thing, where'd you get my number though?
What?
I know, because I don't know the people. They just say Dara John Tukumbro Skoro. And I just send it to like Dara Bo Maganyanya. And you know what I mean? So it just goes to show that people are actually listening to the song, they're loving the song. And that's good, you know what I mean? When your country's vibing to a song, everyone else appreciates it.
I'm looking forward to that video because I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be awesome. You know what I mean? We came with the concept and everything. I'm a control freak. I wish I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, for me, because I've been exposed to a lot of the industry, I understand this and that. Like,
you know what works and what doesn't.
I've directed videos. You know what I mean? A lot of people just, they see my work. They just don't, like, oh, I don't put credit on it, but this year I'm starting to shoot videos and stuff like that there.
Can you tell me some of the people you worked with in terms of choreography?
Right, Amara Brown, Cynthia Mare, Sebastian Mangacha, Jaw Praiser, Cindy Munyame. And we've worked with the former president, Robert Mugabe. Yes, I have choreographed for the First Family.
Really?
Yeah,
the wedding.
Dude, no. Oh. I've done the birthday. The birthday.
Oh, the birthday.
Oh, dude, like, just like, I can't speak about it, but now I can anyway. I choreographed.
Oh, they made you sign an NDA.
Yeah. I have choreographed the Air Force of Zimbabwe as a civilian.
Wow.
Legit, like, dude, like, that was like the most powerful thing I've ever experienced in my life. I want to be president when I grow up. I'm just letting y'all know I'm half political.
And they were expecting to get moves from you.
Dude, I walked. Dude, like, literally, it was ordered by the president. He's like, this kid should choreograph the Air Force.
Oh, man.
Right? It was like, it was legit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So when we got to the airbase, you know what I mean? Like, I walk in, they're like, they just knew everything from the gate. I just got there, I was like, John, oh, okay, chip.
Oh.
Salute. A whip came through, picked me up by the gate, dropped me off at the quarters, got there. Walked in, hi, I'm John. Say, chef, moderated. I'm like, okay, what's happening here?
Wow.
They're like, everything started just happening. And next thing, I'm like, let's go to the dancers and the band. We get there, salute, bro, over like 50 people.
They were saluting you,
dude. And they're like, we're waiting for your orders.
This sounds like stuff from a dream, bro.
Dude. I swear, like, I
imagine this from selling Majanje.
No, right?
Cleaning up houses. Getting to a point where the army is actually saluting you and they're like, yo, dude, sir, we're waiting for you to teach us some
how
moves
to do these things. Dude, it was like, sorry. Like, I remember I was with one of my dancers, former dancers, Lynn, and Leighton.
Yeah.
Dude, like, you know, this unspoken thing when it happens, but when you leave, you're like, dude, did you feel bad though? So I kind of know how the president feel though, or anyone who gets, you know, so it was kind of cool. And, you know, I've managed to work with the ZPS, managed to work with ZRP, managed to work with, I think, all the uniform forces. Oh, and the National Army. Yes. I worked with them too. That was with Carnival. Yeah. So I've paid my dues. I've paid my dues.
Definitely, fam. Yeah, I see.
Choreographed Miss Tourism Zimbabwe 2016. There's no pageant that would ever beat that pageant. That pageant was lit, man. I worked with the squad from SA Idols. The team that was there was just remarkable, dude.
Yeah.
And I just been, I just came out of hospital and I got there and they were so amazed. You know what I mean? It's not bragging, but it's like legit. Like, even till today, they're just like, how? Because they're like, oh, no, we need something different. We want fire. You know, it's like thinking, I'm sitting there, what are we going to do? I'm like, no, you know what? No music. Let's have drums.
Yeah.
Let's have drums. We hired drummers, you know, Goma.
Wow.
And we got dancers. Dude. And I was choreographing. Like, I'm a visual choreographer before I'm an actual physical choreographer. I just see things in my head, you know what I mean? And then we just choreographed this amazing piece. Dude. The then president watched that show 5 times. He couldn't believe it was Zimbabwe.
Wow.
Imagine. He watched it 5. Really 5 shit. Times. Like, he sat there and he's like, Muno Nasdos Hero Team Zinungwaiti Kapa Sakana. This is my Zimbabwe.
So,
yeah.
Okay, voiceover artist as well. I didn't know you had that in you.
Oh, dude, like I can. Dude, ventriloquism is one of the things. But I did for my kids more. I used it also kind of like during my school tour with one of the companies. I used it. You know, I swear, like if you just drop former Robert President Mugabe, so you just like people be like, did he just do
that? Yeah, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. It's got that nostalgia.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, like I've done a lot of work for a lot of people, you know what I mean? And it's been an amazing journey. I've done so much work, which sometimes even when I write my CV, I just add stuff. I'm just like, wow.
This is a pretty long CV.
Yeah.
So tell me something. It's a whole lot of work.
Mm.
And I know that you were getting paid for all that work, right? The trick to sustainability in one line, what would it be?
Professionalism. That's all. Straight. You can be a douchebag. You can be, you know, in America, in fact, not even America, there are people who are divas. You know what I mean? Like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Let's take for film Beyonce. We can go in some, I don't know who's a diva.
Yeah.
So you get there, right? Beyonce wants chocolate from Switzerland. Yeah. She wants Ciroc.
She wants the entire room in white.
Exactly, right? Here's the thing. She has demanded these things. But when she's on stage, bruh, she's fire.
It's an experience.
It's the professionalism. That kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's what makes us different. Yeah. So if you want to sustain your bag and you want to secure the bag in any industry, professional, dude, I've choreographed for bag. Dude, I've been given work. Ask my dancers. A bank can be like, oh yeah, listen, so we have XYZ.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, cool, 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 cool. And then next thing it's like, oh yeah, that event is tomorrow, bro. Make a plan. Dude, I've been given work to choreograph in a week, sometimes 3 days, sometimes 2 days. And they want to see, like, I remember one of the projects I did recently for one of the clothing lines in Zim, you know, and I was just, they hollered on a Monday and gave me the song on a Tuesday, on a Wednesday. By Thursday, the same day we were done. And then Thursday, we just showed them like, oh, this is so brilliant. Friday, we showcased, boom.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like, it gets crazy like that. So, but the thing is professionalism.
Yeah.
If someone is giving you money, whether it's a request or something, someone says to you, John, do this piece for me.
Yeah.
Deliver, give them the best that you have, 120%, and no doubt, people will hire you left, right, and center.
That's dope. That's really dope. That's really dope.
Yeah.
All right, fam. So, we're coming to the second segment of the show. Mm-hmm. And, it's called the soundbite segment.
Yeah, okay, cool.
So I need your opinion on something.
All right.
That I'm going to play.
All right, play.
Just.
Can we give you like an intro?
No.
The song, whatever the song is. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's not a song.
A soundbite. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. You say soundbite. Like, I was like, okay, but cool. Play that.
All right, so listen carefully to this one.
Many people would think it was odd that I access cuddling services because I'm married, but screw it. I don't really care what anybody else thinks.
Happily married career girl Saskia pays $80 an hour to snuggle up with a stranger. I'm feeling my body unwinding, and I take deep breaths just to let go of any type of tension. And I like this position. Somehow it feels really, really safe.
I'm a little guy.
Yeah.
Do you want to be a big spoon or a little spoon?
I want to start out being the big spoon.
Okay.
Having used the service for the last year, she insists her husband doesn't feel like a third wheel.
I'm 99% sure he does not get jealous of cuddling because I check in with him and talk to him about it. He's more protective of me than jealous, so as long as I'm safe, it's good.
Seth and I have a monogamous relationship, but I don't feel that cuddling violates the integrity of that.
We don't live together full time because I'm pursuing an acting career here in New York City.
Well, Saskia likes a lot of contact, and she's very comfortable around other people, and she's very affectionate. And when we're together, we cuddle all the time, so I can understand why she would need that human contact, a human touch.
I love affection, and I love how it makes my body feel.
Though it's not a sexual service, cuddlers like Ian acknowledge it does require discipline.
Sexuality is important. It's an important part of life. But so is human touch and human interaction. And when I'm with someone, let's say there's a sexual moment, you learn to deal with that. You acknowledge it, but you don't have to encourage it. And in time, it passes, and we're able to focus on why we're really there.
Thank you for having me again.
Yay. Thank you.
And professional cuddling is a growing business.
I have all kinds of clients, all kinds of ages, men, women, older clients, younger clients, that they're there for personal touch and human interaction. And that's what I value about it.
With 200 requests each week, the company is constantly recruiting for cuddlers.
So you're in Chicago and you're looking for a cuddle session?
Right now we have 40 cuddlers on the website. We add about two or three a week.
Company founder Adam was inspired by urban solitude.
I think there's an incredible space between people who sort of have no physical interactions in their life to the point where like loneliness has become sort of calcified in their bones.
And Saskia, for one, can vouch for the benefits of the unusual experience.
I'm not breaking an agreement with my husband. I'm not breaking the law. I'm just having something that's really yummy and great. I would recommend every single person try cuddling because it makes you feel human.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our soundbite segment. So, John, would you let your wife cuddle with a stranger?
That is a very difficult question. I honestly, I don't think so, in a sense. But, see, here's the thing. The way the human mind and human body works is very different. It's so complex.
Yeah.
You never know. Because I can be sitting here, I'm like, I want to drink, you know, fizzy drink. And then I walk out, I'm like, oh, I want water.
Yeah.
But, man, that's a very hard question, man.
Zimbabwe,
Muno. You know what? Let me just be real. 2 minutes. You know, like sometimes we get into relationships and friendships and, you know, business ships, but there's always one thing or two lacking in the next person that you probably find in the next person. So, you know, maybe, I don't know if you know, but I'm not like a crazy, crazy person. You know what I mean? I'm like a crazy person.
Yeah. You wouldn't go berserk.
No, wait, like berserk. I'm a berserk person, but like when it comes to my, you know, I'm berserk. Just know.
Yeah.
If you ever get into a fight, you best run.
All right.
But anyway, but my point is, you know, like I think I would if we had to come down to it. Because, you know what I mean? Like this is certain things that we don't do at some point in time.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's crazy, man.
Yeah,
I think it would be one of those conversations that hit over the mind. So yeah, mate. So what do you think about this person? You know, I really don't like Brian. You know what I mean? And then one day, like, what do you think about Brian? No, Brian's a cool guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
But I, you know what? But it's not even about me though. My wife is crazy. She wouldn't do that. She's like, for what? Like my wife is like a crazy person. Like she's crazy than me, but she just doesn't show it. Because I can ask a question.
For what?
But she's saying with a straight face. Today, we're having an argument. And I was like, and my sons, they're very affectionate when it comes to their mom. You know what I mean? Like, even my other son, he's like a Duncan. He's like, if I just touch his body, he has to bite me. I'm like, nah, man, this is my wife, man. Like, you know what I mean? Be easy, bro. I know. So, and I was like, okay, let me ask you four questions. Who met your mother first?
You, daddy.
Okay. All right. If I wasn't here, would you be here?
No, daddy.
All right. We're getting there.
So
right?
Respect me, man.
And then number three, I was like, what do you think? If I hadn't said hi, would you be here again today? They said no. I was like, okay, great. And then I asked the fourth question. And I'm like, so technically it means you should find your own wife. And then he goes, but you know, daddy, me, I'm just a child. This is my mother. So, really, bruh. And then he says the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
But I was in mommy's stomach for 7 months. That's what he just said. I was like,
But you can't fire back, right?
Yeah, you can't clap back at that. Like my kids are teachers. Like, I'm just like, you're crazy. But my wife is like very crazy. Like, you know what I mean? She just does things. I'm just like, I think I'm like low-key scared of her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm crazier. But I think like she's just like
So you just mentioned your wife, right? Mm. So does the being famous or well known bother her at some instances? Like,
yeah, sometimes, yes.
Oh, there are.
Yeah,
some
like when, like I remember, what was it? A couple of months ago, I don't remember. Like, we're walking, right? It was just me and the famo. You know what I mean? We're shopping.
Yeah,
and then a bunch of people just like, whoosh. They're like, ah, oh, Junko, put a selfie, gee. You know what I mean? Like, I think some, like when it's family time, it's family time. But I think that it affects that, and then she gets affected. But anything else, just like, you see your people. But yeah, she gets affected sometimes because, like, you know, sometimes like, I technically overwork. She
All
doesn't
right.
like that, you know.
All right.
But to be honest, like she's an amazing soul. She has to take up some of this BS, man. And
you ever had to deal with some groupies?
Oh, dude. But groupies, like, honestly, you need to know when to shut them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, because some of them, you know, like, they catfish you. Like, I remember, like, some people will call you up, right, on WhatsApp. And, you know, unfortunately, you cannot not pick up a call.
Yeah.
So you're like, hello.
Hello, did you join at it?
Yes. Like, just hold on. Then you're like, was that a screenshot? And then you're like, all right, bye-bye. Cut the phone. And then I ask, you know, like, and then I notice, you know what I mean? Because I didn't save the number, like, who's this? And then you find that it's on their status. I was having a conversation with Junko.
Oh.
And you're like, all right, it's direct.
Hey, so you,
like,
guys really have to be careful.
You have to. Like, you can't just be, and again,
you can't,
like,
entertain random people. Like, yeah, you really have to be conscious.
Just have like
of
a hi, who's this?
Who's in your space?
I swear, like, the rehearsal I'm coming from, right? I had to teach, like, grandparents. They're getting married, beautiful people, you know what I mean? They're getting married after, you know. And then they have, you know, grandkids, and they're like, oh, let's dance with the grandkids. So this kid walks in, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, she walked in, so I was facing the direction. I was talking to her mom, and then she walks in and she looks at me, right? And they're like, hi. And then she's like, oh, you know, hi. And then she walks away. Then we started dancing. And then I was like, oh, let's take a break. And I went outside. And that's the time I sent you a voice note. And then, like, I get there, right? So she's holding her phone, literally. She had written on her status, but she did. I don't think she sent it out. In black and white, she was like, I'm here with John Cole. But I had, because I was standing, I could read.
Yeah, you
but
can
I'm
see
just
it.
Like,
you can see
really?
It.
Really? Really? Yeah. But it's cool. I kind of, you know, like I'm saying, like, for me, it's a culture shock sometimes. It's like a John shock. Like, I don't know how many people know me out there. You sometimes just walk in, you're like, oh, Dave, John Cole. Go to school. Everyone's like, oh, that's John Cole, you know? And, you know, I appreciate people who actually appreciate the fact that local artists are people that they look up to. And that's cool.
That's great. That's great, actually.
That is great.
And I'm glad that you don't let it get to your head, man.
You know what? You know what? I it's unfortunate, you know, for people out there that don't understand that concept. The people are the ones who give us the money. Without the people, the corporates won't be able to give you the money. You got to have a following. Your following should be able to respect you. When you see people in the street, I'll say this to a lot of artists. When someone says, hi, Ningi, you have to, you know, sometimes just stop. If you're not in a rush, even if you are in a rush sometimes, just stop, say hi, ask their name. You know what I mean? Like, what's your name? Oh, my name is Toko. Oh, okay, how you doing, Toko? Where do you live? You know what I mean? Ask, you know, sometimes you can
engage.
You know what I mean? You can brighten up someone's day. brighten it. Just, oh, that person actually had a conversation with me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they see us on TV. They don't see us in person. So if they do, at least be like,
it's actually a moment for them.
It's a moment. You know what I mean? One of the people just starts crying and you're just like, oh, hi. Someone can be like, oh, can I have a hug? And like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Just a hug. You know what I mean? Like professional cuddling.
But you ain't charging $80.
I ain't charging $80. I need to start that business. John Cole is giving away cuddles, people. $50 equal cash. We love all payments.
All right, fam. Third segment now. It's called Celebrity Story. So you have to give me one celebrity story that's just a moment you've had with an international celebrity or a local celebrity.
All right.
A memorable moment that you had. A memorable moment. It could be good, could be bad, could be funny, whatever it was. Just a memorable moment that you had with a celebrity.
You know what? For the interest of the public, I'll give you a couple. I met Amara 7 times.
Uh-huh.
7 times. Uh-huh. We greeted each other 7 times.
She still didn't remember me.
It's ridiculous.
She did not remember you.
Yeah, like it was a long time ago. Like, you know, she great people. Yeah. But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I met her at Alliance Francaise. I met her. I was like, hi. But I didn't know who she was at the same time. But, I was like, oh, okay. You know, cool person. You know.
Yeah, we just
she was standing in the door. And say, you know, you have to be polite. I was like, hi. She's like, oh, hi. I was like, yeah, great. Then I met like a couple of events.
Okay.
And then as fate has it, we met at 3 weddings, 4 events.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, imagine
it's
that.
It's like the universe was saying,
yo. Just say, yo, y'all people got to work together. God. And then we get there and we had a wedding. And she's on stage, and I just performed. And then Bernie Bersmacher, former manager, is like, you know, when she was telling me the story, she's like, yo, dude, my manager says I should talk to you because we keep, you know, seeing each other at these events. I was like, yeah, you know, what's up? She's like, oh no, my name's Amara Brown, blah, 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 blah. I'm performing at Haifa. And I'm like, oh, great. You know what I mean? She's just like, okay, I have a song called More Sugar Daddy. I was like, oh, great. Hook it up. She gave it to me and I choreographed it in a day. And ever since then,
you've been tight.
You've been tight. And then I met, I don't know, like it's this thing. And then I met Cynthia Mare like a lot of times. You know what I mean? It was like a lot. But you know, she knew who I was. She's like, oh, hi, John Cole, whatever, you know what I mean? But it took us like a good 5 years to work together.
All right.
You know what I mean? And we're introduced by Sebastian Magacha, who I met at an event. You know what I mean? And it's like all these people I keep meeting, you know what I mean? One of the most dope parts was when John Fraser gave me a phone call. After Mkoko, he's like, yo, psh, in front of him. Hi, hi, hi. Yeah. He didn't do it like that. I'm just joking. He's gonna be hala.
All right.
And then like he just called me up. He's like, yo, what up? And then he's like, yo, listen, I want you to choreograph for me. And he gave me Mdano Choi and he gave me Watoda Mari. And we rocked it and we killed it at the John Fraser launch. And ever since, you know, people called and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? Like, and one of the most amazing moments was for me, you know what I mean? Like, they're not like super, but for me, they meant a lot. Like, when we were shooting Ngoro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the original Ngoro is more funnier than the one you guys watch. The original one, I put Cynthia Mare in a wheelbarrow and I rolled her off stage.
Oh wow.
Legit, I need to get that footage. It's amazing. But you know what I mean? Like, I've had a lot of experiences. Most of them is just like working with people. I've met a couple of people. Oh, I met DJ Spoo though.
Yeah.
But that was dope. That was super dope though. So I was supposed to go to his workshop, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Where is this, in South Africa?
No, here.
Oh,
he had come down. Yeah, he had come down.
Okay.
Yeah.
What year is this? Okay.
No, a couple of years. But I think it was some Cocoa era time.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm like, oh, I need to go through, right? And I'm Dini haircut. I forgot to go. Literally, I'm like walking across, you know, from that side, walking across to the Meekles Hotel.
So yeah.
Get there by that island.
Yeah.
And I just see cars like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, yo.
Who's this?
Who's this dog? Because it's like Range Rovers and the next thing. And Chamu Chuanza, the boss, he jumps out, boom, out of his car. Boom, and he just like
calls.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It works. And then he takes me around the car. It's like, and here's the thing. He was like legit a business hype man.
Yeah.
He gets there, poof, opens the door. I'm like, Cole, what's got him? Yo, DJ Spoo, you need to see this boy. Like, what is happening now?
Yeah.
Poof, DJ Spoo walks out. Hey, what up, my bro? What up?
Yeah.
You know,
he's got the voice.
Oh, yo, this is DJ Spoo, though.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, bro? Dude. I sat down with the man. Imagine I would have went to the workshop. I would have been just another workshop person.
But you got to meet him.
I got to meet him one on one. Had to legit sit down with the guy.
Yeah.
We just talked. He's like, wow. No, let me go change. Came down. After like 10 minutes. We sitting there. Oh, what up, Gigi? It's like, yeah, I heard you're the best in the Zen. Wah, wah, wah. I was like, yeah, you know, I try.
Yeah.
I love the video, Mokoko. And we're talking about Mokoko and what he does and his brand and what he has to do.
More fire.
Yeah, more fire. I mean, just there, bro. Just like, it was like so real because it wasn't like one of those, okay, we didn't. It was like legit.
Yeah.
Someone who has power has introduced you to someone else who has power.
Yeah.
I remember going when I went to SA, but unfortunately I didn't manage to make his radio interview because I had to leave.
Were supposed to be on on his show?
Yeah. So like I just arrived at the airport and I did a dance and I uploaded that dance at the airport. And then the next thing I just get an inbox. Mr. Cole, how long in South Africa for?
Aww.
DJ Spoo would like to, you know, but I leave tomorrow. So it was like, but here's the thing though, it goes to show that when you do something, people do notice.
Yeah.
Henceforth, now I'm signed in South Africa. So yeah, you know what I mean?
You're signed now?
Yeah, I'm signed in South Africa. I have a public relations team that handles my South African business. So when
really?
I go to SA, like, dude, like I went there, excuse me, recently, a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Dude, la vida loca. I was eating, anywhere I wanted to go. It was like Uber, Santon, we're having lunch, but
you were sorted.
Yeah, I was sorted and like seeing people.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Which company signed you?
It's called Brand Audacity.
Brand Audacity.
Yes.
They're a South African company?
That's the thing. It's a South African based company, but it's a Zimbabwean entrepreneur,
right.
CEO. Honest Masia, shout out, man.
Right.
Like legit, like he's the brother to, I think his cousins were Thomas Masia.
All right.
Yeah, I think right. They're related.
All
so
right.
You know what I mean? Like it goes to show that, you know what I mean? Like and you know, getting this business was good. Cause you know what I mean? Like in South Africa, you know it's hard to break into SA. So
true.
Now John Cole, the name is synonymous with
we apologize, people. You could probably hear XQ in the background.
Yeah. So now, like, I'm going back again to SA.
Yeah.
And I'm going to meet some of the top producers, top radio presenters, top of the like those, you know, the actual celebs.
Yeah, the guys who make things happen.
Yeah, the people that make it happen. So, you know what I mean? Like, so there's going to be Skoro Skoro. They're going to give them the video. They're like, they've been vibing to it, by the way.
Wow.
They've been vibing to Skoro Skoro. Like,
that's
I get
amazing.
Texts from people, or videos from people like, yo, man, your song's playing.
I love this one.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, man, it's Ira. Yeah, but you know, I appreciate it. Thank you to everyone for listening and playing to Skoro Skoro.
Yo, fam. We've come to the end of the show.
We really came to the end of the show.
This
really
has been awesome.
It has been awesome.
Thank you so much for coming through, fam. What are the handles that people can follow you on social media?
Are on Instagram, it's at John Cole Official.
Yep.
On Twitter, it's at I Am John Cole. On Facebook, it's John Cole ZW, and then my personal page is John Cole. But you know, we cannot leave this place without giving it a little twist, right? So this is called My Two Cents. Now I'm being like the co-host with the most.
All right.
So I'm gonna like do what they call a monologue. I don't know. It's called monologue, I think so.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do like four things just to like roll out the show.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna hear it. Mudukere, wakomana noskana, nazin, tini wenyo, John Cole, tini mkomana wenyo, nanzi, Eli. What writer to kunyaka pa spark what tiri pa 2 cents kana tiri pa chirungu tinoti it's 2 cents writer to name face with aga pa ku china yo ano ziti shong leng ko shong leng ko monoti chini ya 2 cents lei hao shen da dan xin yin de chang jin to train my pang fang xin da dan xin er ei wa jacob zuma monoti chini ya we are here 1 point. my friend. Wow, Nelson Mandela, I'm not teaching.
We are the South African people. We promote, we endorse 2 cents. Yes, my friend. Continuing to shit. Is it no corruption out is no famba? Teaching that there are not just 2 bob, but 2 cents. Munodichine, Kawakumana, Weku, England. I coupe. Coupe. Yeah, that coupe thing. Yes.
Yeah. Now you're starting something.
Wanna be starting something. Got to be starting something. Yo, man, thanks for having me on the show.
That is the outro of the century. Greatest outro we've ever had.
Yeah.
Remember to follow me on my personal page, Elliot Twist. You can follow us also for more content like this at The Juice, at THEDJEUCE. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter.
It's a wrap.
It's all of that. We out.
Like, I'm coughing. Like, you know what I mean? But we got but. The Deuce Transform.
Autobots, let's roll out.
Roll out. And now.
Capital 263.